With this week's Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish. We're joined by Brent Gloy, one of the co-owners of Ag Economic Insights and also co-author of the blog AgEconomist.com. And Brent, today we're going to talk about, well, farmland values. Looks like Iowa values were slightly higher than they were about 6 months ago. And results provide some encouragement that maybe land values starting to stabilize a little bit. Clarify some things for us.
Yeah, Joe, one of the things I think we get asked about the most is farmland values. And so we like to try and take a look at broad perspective at it every now and then. And so this was a good opportunity to do it because a survey out of Iowa kind of caught my eye. The Iowa Realtors Land Institute came out and said they actually thought farmland values were up 2% in the first 6 months of the year, last 6 months. And so I kind of wondered, is that happening everywhere or not? And, you know, when we look at it, I think that's kind of the exception to the rule. And maybe they're stabilizing. It could be a good sign that land values are stabilizing. So we'll just have to go from here. But we kind of looked across the whole country, and what you see is pretty much through the Corn Belt and the Great Plains, lower land values, anywhere from a little to a lot. The number that really caught my eye was Kansas reported values down, I think, 17%, which is an awfully big decline.
Are we coming off the peak now, Brent, or are we still trying to climb just a bit?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. When you look at the USDA data, a lot of areas of the country, they're still at all-time highs. So I think, as I was saying earlier, I really think when you look at the balance of the data, you know, Iowa has actually been down quite a bit. Nebraska is showing 10% declines, according to the university. So I think we're definitely coming off the peak throughout most of your listening area. And, you know, when you get down into Kansas and that area, it may be declining even more. So I think we're definitely in that softening phase. But some of the evidence seemed to suggest that they're kind of maybe flattening out a little bit.
You've got a nice historical map on there from 2004 to 2014. It shows all across the country what the values were and how much they changed. I noticed Nebraska and Kansas, they just skyrocketed in that time period.
Yeah, you know, those areas just up huge over that time period. So even when we're talking about a 10% decline, which by historical terms is pretty large for a given year, it's still way higher than they were, you know, a decade ago. And so there's a lot of equity that's been built up through those increases in farmland values. And just a lot of that's going to stick, I think. But we're definitely coming down. And I think, you know, the big picture is as long as these commodity prices and farming returns stay kind of depressed where we're at now, I look for there to still be some continuing pressure on farmland values.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, Brent. Wrap it up for us. What do producers need to be aware of looking at land prices here, given the current climate?
Well, I just think, you know, right now things appear to maybe be stabilizing a little bit, but you got to remember that that farmland is worth, you know, the crops that you can grow on it. And unless things turn around a little bit, I think it's just hard to justify, you know, pushing those prices up anymore. And I think we're likely to see them stay kind of soft for some time. So it's something to definitely keep an eye on going forward.
Brent Gloy is co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. You can find out more at ageconomist.com. And, of course, if you'd like to hear this program again, it's on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For Brent Gloy, I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights.